Thank you for calling customer support. This is Felicia. How can I help you?
Yes, Felicia. Okay, listen. I ordered the Best Choice product and on the 2nd of June, and the Top Consumer Marketplace. I don't know what that is. But one is the earplugs, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And one is a smartphone.
Okay.
Now, I'm having a hell of a problem. And I was unaware of that this was a free trial because you charged me $5.95, I think. And then since I didn't close the free trial, you hit me with $59.95 twice.
Okay, can I get your zip code? Can I get your zip code, please, so I can pull up your account and see?
Okay. My name is Kenneth Asman, A-S-M-A-N-N.
And what's your zip code?
07747.
One moment, sir. Okay, now can you verify that shipping address for me?
4 Pennsylvania Drive, Apartment A, Mattawan, New Jersey, 07747.
Okay, yes, I see you. I see where you ordered the fitness watches, track yourself, monitor your heart rate, along with the pods that you can listen to while you're walking. And one moment, sir. Okay, and I see where you called in one information as to how to work your product, and administration emailed information out so that someone can send you the information as to how to order that.
Yeah. See, the
okay.
whole problem is there are no buttons. The last smartwatch, I had buttons. Like, you hit this button and it'll give you display this and so on. And then I could go on my laptop and change the date, change it to 24-hour clock. And, you know, so there was no problem. But basically, with these two items, there's no way in hell how to figure them out because there are no buttons to hit on this watch and the pod. And I talked to a girl a couple of days ago,
mm-hmm.
and I said, I need a copy of the direction. So we finally decided on you guys sending me a copy of the direction.
Yes, I see where they made the request, sir, for someone to send it. Now, we are a third-party customer support service, so that request was sent back over to the distribution center. So it's probably in their queue waiting, you know, for someone to get it and then to pull it up and then to forward it to you. But I do see where the request has been made for that information for you.
Yes. Now, see, I've been working on those two things since I received them. And that's
mm-hmm.
since I received them. I forget. I got billed on the 2nd, and I don't know when. I think the free trial was ended May 31st,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, I've been working on this for, and this is June 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've been working on this, and this is now June 7th, and I'm still unable to program these two items.
Okay. Well, sir, yeah, that's the only thing, that information that I'm showing where your account was updated. Is there someone in your family who could probably help you get it programmed?
No. You know what I got a suggestion is? Send me two new ones. I will return the old ones, and I'll start from scratch. Maybe the problem with these things are they're not working properly because there's something wrong with them.
One moment, sir.
So send me two new ones.
Well,
and
I'm only showing that you.
One.
Well, you will probably have to return. Hold on.
I could pay you $119 for two items that I can't even use.
So are you saying that the earbuds are not working as well?
Yeah, I can't. I can get one working, but the second one won't pair. And then I do something else, and then the ear things are shut. They shut down.
One moment. And like I say, unfortunately.
Now, are you familiar with these smartwatches? Okay?
No, sir, I'm not.
All right. But there are no buttons on this to press. All you have is a dot on the face that you have to hit that. Then it changes into different modes, and then you hit that mode, and and then you go buy it, and then you want to change something, and I went on my laptop and punched in I watched the video. And
well, now I'm showing.
Show,
okay,
what?
I'm showing here where it says is it an iPhone? Is yours an iPhone or Android?
Android.
Okay, it said you can scan the QR code or search for WearFit 2.0 in the App Store, and you need to download that app, and then it should sync, you know, with your smartwatch.
Okay. All right. Here, let me do something. I'm gonna go. I have the app. Let me go into. Let me go. Oh, I can't because I'm using the phone.
But yeah,
now,
that's what it's. That's only information that I see on, you know, that could possibly help you. Now, I'm not familiar with, you know, the product, or I'm not a, you know, techie person. So I, you know, but I was reading the information on that watch, and that's what it's, you know, those were the instructions, you know, that would need to be done.
Well, listen, I will try. Because I have to go on my phone because I can't get my app on the laptop.
Okay.
So
okay.
I'm going to have to end this phone call and go, find out. Yeah. Now,
okay.
What app do I need?
It says here. Let me get back to it.
Yeah, let me write this down.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get back to where I read that. Where did it go? Hold on, sir. Let me find it. It says WearFit, you know, go to your app store. And they say you can either scan something called a QR code or search for WearFit, WearFit 2.0 in the app store.
The app store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like scanning. I'd rather go in and get the app.
Okay.
Now, what app am I looking for?
WearFit 2.0.
Where?
Fit.
No. W H E R.
No, W E A R F I T.
W E A R. Right. Where?
Fit.
Where
that's one
fit.
Word. Yeah, one word. WearFit is one word. And then 2.0.
2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for an Android, right?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I know a lot of times it comes up the iPhone, the IBM one. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get this.
Okay.
Now, The only, if I can't get this with this now, what I need would be a printed out, I want the company to print out a worksheet how to program these.
Because okay, I see where a request has been made to send over to the distribution center today for that. So now I'm sure they won't be able to get to it today, but I do see where that that request, you know, where you can get something with technical assistance as how to operate that watch was made today when you called earlier.
Would that be like I could talk to a tech?
I'm not sure. I don't know, sir. I just see where the request was made. I'm not sure how, what form or how it would be responded to. I just see where the request was sent over today.
Yeah. You see, the girl I talked to originally, days ago or whatever.
Yes.
She said, I'll send you an email on the instructions how to do it. So I said, when will I be receiving that? She says, oh, you'll have it within 24 hours.
Okay.
And
so
I've been checking my emails and nothing has come.
Did you check your junk folder?
Oh, yeah. I check everything.
Okay. Well, I see where she made the request. Now, the information would not be coming from this customer service center. So she made the request to the distribution center. For them to do it. So, you know, maybe their normal time would be 24 hours and they're a little backlogged. I'm not sure, but I do see where she did request that for you.
Okay, can you do that for me? Request again instructions how to put program this watch with the date and the time and the iPod, the pod to work.
Okay.
And if you could, who will I see its address from?
Well, now that I don't know, sir, because like I say, it's not coming from our, you know, office. So I'm not sure where, you know who they have set up to handle that type of stuff.
Well, would it be coming from the company like ProFit or the, would it be coming from a company?
I'm not sure, sir.
Okay.
I just, you know,
well,
I don't
know. Keep an eye on it. All right, you're gonna contact the department, and they're gonna send me in a print instruction how to put this together.
Okay, I just send a request over again. Same way, you know, this one, but like I said, we can just initiate the request. I don't, you know.
If you could make it attention on that email that you send that copy to my name, so this way when it comes through, I'll spot my name and I'll know where it is. But if it comes from a department, I don't realize what department I'm getting it from. I could delete that very easily because, I don't pay attention to things I don't know because of scams,
Yes.
So if they could put my name on it, I don't look. Well, if you could,
it would have the name of the product on there. You know, it would have that. It would have your name or the name of the watch that you're that you have on there. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. All right. So I'll be expecting that printout on the instructions how to activate these.
Okay. All right, sir. Yeah, I have made the request again, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
So you see what I'm saying? I don't mind that I got charged for these because I overstayed on the free sample. But
you wanted
if
to
I
what?
Had
yeah.
it programmed, you know, and no problem, you know, everything would have been fine. But to get charged $119 for these things, $60 a piece, you know, and the thing is that to get charged for them, and I can't use them. You know?
Yes, sir. Well, now I am. You need to also go back into your email and look for information because if I'm not mistaken, I do see where you have a warranty on that. You were given a warranty on that smartwatch, So you should have some warranty information as well. You know, hopefully you didn't delete that. But I am showing where you have warranty on that product.
Now, how would I find that out? I do have the receipts. That's how I got your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
So
check your emails. It should have been the warranty information more than likely would have been emailed to you. Probably check from the day that you actually placed the order, because it is I do see where there is a 1-year warranty on this product. So now I'm not sure how do you go about, doing it or, whatever, but you do have that there. So that's another option for you. So
okay.
Maybe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you do me, could you send me a copy of the warranty?
See, we don't, I don't,
probably,
I don't, I don't have any of that. See, all of that stuff, don't come from here, but I can send a request, the same way that we're requesting for you to get the document.
Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Okay.
Contact that department and have them send me a copy of the warranty on the EarPod and the smartphone.
Okay.
All right?
Yep. Got that taken care of, sir.
Okay, listen, thank you very much. I do appreciate the help you just
You're no problem at all, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good day.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.